The Inflation Reduction Act includes investments of nearly $370 billion in programs to reduce the effects of climate change, as well as changes aimed at capping prescription drug costs. Provisions in the bill would allow Medicare to negotiate drug prices with pharmaceutical companies and cap insulin copays at $35 a month for people with Medicare Part D. Kathy McCall with AARP Washington says there are other important parts as well.
It caps out-of-pocket prescription drug prices on Medicare Part D to $2,000 each year, which is going to be a huge financial relief to a lot of older Americans who pay so much more than that for their prescription drugs.
McCall says it would also hold drug companies accountable if they raise prices faster than the rate of inflation. Republicans have condemned the bill, warning that, despite its name, the legislation could exacerbate the country's economic woes. The measure now heads to the U.S. House for a vote.